Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of June 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of their year. We just completed the second week of the summer season, and it has been a great one. It's been dedicated to individuals with spinal bifida. The weather has been great. Everything has turned out perfect, and it was sure great to have those folks out here at camp for the week. Last weekend was a respite weekend, and the theme was Olympic champions, and we had some great Olympic champions here at camp. Our travel program takes off on Monday for Chicago for a Grand Slam tour. They're going to be over there for several days, and they always have a good time when they visit Chicago. Coming up in just about a week or so, this coming Thursday is June 19th, is the Summer Luau, and it'll be taking place right here at Camp Courageous. It's a free entry. There's snacks, all kinds of activities, and it begins at 10 a.m. and goes to 12:30 p.m. outside the main lodge. We're hoping for good weather and a great time. Ever since COVID, Camp Courageous has never stopped hiring. It's a different lifestyle compared to what we were used to before COVID. And so we have lots of positions open here at camp. If you'd like more information, you can contact me personally or check us out at our website at campcourageous.org. Right now, in particular, we're looking for a respite care director. A big thank you to all those that have provided beds for the New South Cabin. They're $250 for a bed, or a bunk bed is $500. Once again, a big thank you to all those folks that have been a part of that. Also, a big thank you to the Cedar Rapids Noon Optimist Club. They came out and had lunch with us. They did the zip line. Had just an absolutely wonderful time here at Camp Courageous. We invite other folks to come out, visit Camp Courageous, take a tour, or we're more than happy to go to you with a program about Camp Courageous. This Monday evening, we'll be with the Elks and Cedar Rapids. Appreciate all their years of support. Roundup is on its final day. That's at all the Fairway stores, and we appreciate Fairway participating in Roundup from June 2nd to the 14th. Had a great time at Fuel Iowa's annual golf outing to benefit Camp Courageous. This year is at Pink Pine Golf Course in Iowa City. Had a sold-out event. We had 20 players from the University of Iowa football team as a part of it. A big thank you to the Fuel Iowa staff. Jim Ewing is Director of Membership and Business Services. John Mains, who is President of Government Affairs. Gary Corner, who is the CEO, and Sarah Bowman, who is Director of Communication. They put this together, and a big thank you to all the sponsors that made it possible. We really had a good time. And it's so good to be involved in an organization for so many years that we have the next generation coming along. Pat Mulgrew was among some of the first supporting the camp, and his son now, Jim Mulgrew, is a part and active in this event and other events. We have Bruce Brook that was there, his dad, Tom Brook, a wonderful person from West Liberty, was among those original ones in 1981 to take Camp Courageous under their wing. Larry Bentler from Fairfield, his dad, Leroy Bentler, also one of those original people. So it's heartwarming for me to see the next generation of Fuel Iowa folks continuing to support the camp. We have about 50 tickets left for our 2001 Harley-Davidson Road King that we're giving away. We're just selling 100 tickets at $100 a piece. And as soon as we hit that sweet spot, we're going to do a drawing and give that away. The Pineapple Gala is right around the corner. We'll start selling pineapples at the Hy-Vee starting about August 1st. And the gala will be on the 15th. They have a silent and live auction, a wonderful dinner, great program. And if you'd like more information, go to our website. Denny and Janet Zart from Bettendorf were the first ones to buy a table this year. They were out a couple days ago, and they brought along a beautiful half-carat pendant that will be sold at the live auction that night. So big thank you to them. Merlin Halsey decided to retire from the Camp Courageous board. He's 101, so we wish Merlin a wonderful retirement. Other board members that were elected to office, our chair of the board is Mary Van Houten. She's a catering sales manager with the Hotel Kirkwood. Chair-elect is Randy Faulkner. He's with GTG Peterbilt in Cedar Rapids. Secretary is Mary Johnson, retired from Rockwell. Treasurer is Diane Pitlick, former nonprofit special needs advocate. Other board members include Jim Fells from Brooklyn, Sherry Graw from Marion, Greg Rico from Cedar Falls, Trish Raker from Cedar Rapids, Amanda Schlemmy from Cascade, Margot Aronson from Oxford Junction, Glenn Haskins from Dubuque, Jill McDermott from Monticello, Amy Rousey from Cedar Rapids, Bruce Sheff from Cedar Rapids, Jan Short from Winthrop, Peg Slusher from Marion, Meg Welter from Monticello, Chris Weiss from Cedar Rapids, and Jim Zimmerman from Dyersville. We thank all those people. They are the key to the success of Camp Courageous. A couple of people that have passed away. Ryan Kerrigan, 24th Cedar Rapids. He was a camper here at Camp Courageous. Wonderful individual, and our sympathy goes out to his family. Jan Gronmeyer was 85 from Manchester, a good regular Manchester garage sale worker. Our sympathy goes out to her husband, Jim, of 63 years and family and friends. And lastly, our dear friend, Don Stamey, a friend of mine for 55 years, passed away at the age of 92 from Cedar Rapids. Don was an incredible supporter of camp, just an incredible supporter of a lot of things. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit camp. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.